But the smallpox scare wasn't the only time the U.S. government misled us, medically speaking anyway. That was an isolated incident. Every other year, they issue a more traditional warning. Get a flu shot. Get a flu shot. This is going to be the worst flu ever, and it's coming our way. It was a warning that I usually ignored. What, I figured, do I need a flu shot for? I'm relatively young, I'm in good health, I'm not in a high-risk group, I'll take my chances. And guess what? In all of those years, I never got the flu. Not once. Last year, however, the anxiety over getting the flu shot reached a fever pitch across the country because there just wasn't enough vaccine to go around. And for the first time I could remember in 10 or 12 years, every government health organization worked overtime to assure us that if your general health was good, if you were relatively young, and you weren't in a high-risk group, you really didn't need a flu shot. Don't sweat it, they insisted. That's when I became determined to get a goddamn flu shot. Obviously, considering the government's history of lying to us, I was convinced this really was going to be the worst flu ever. And I, for one, was not dying of some pissant viral infection. And I got very lucky. Unlike all those senior citizens lined up in Florida, I think I scored perhaps the very last flu shot to be given in New York City. Screw that 83-year-old who was taking his damn sweet time maneuvering his walker up the steps to the clinic. When I accidentally knocked him to the side, I wasn't being mean, just pragmatic. I was younger, and there was still so much more for me to give. I wasn't thinking of myself. I've always been about giving back. Who's your daddy now, you selfish old prick? Anyway, the shot was mine, and as advertised, I never did get the flu. I did, however, get a cold that lasted for 9 weeks. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not complaining. I like having colds because I get to take my favorite drug, NyQuil. Forget that other sissy-ass crap. Give me the NyQuil. It's like 180 proof, and as far as I'm concerned, it's the over-the-counter moonshine of medicine. When I get a cold, I want something that will totally screw me up and make the constant blur seem a little more interesting. And NyQuil even comes with choices. You can get it in either red or green. And it should be noted, they are the only substances on the planet that actually taste like red and green. Still, it's a festive cure-all. Red and green, after all, are the colors of Christmas. And let me tell you, that stuff makes one dandy eggnog. Here's what you can toast to this year with that eggnog. When autumn comes around again, the government will start their familiar refrain. Get a flu shot! Get a flu shot! This is going to be the worst flu ever, and it's coming our way. The odds are they eventually have to be right. And I already know how it will happen. Some guy who didn't wipe himself properly is going to get on a crappy little boat in Formosa and head our way. When he gets here, he'll be so excited to be in the States, he'll shake everybody's hand, and then, boom, we're all going to get the flu. At least I'll be ready. I'm stocking up on NyQuil as we speak, and nobody better get in my way.